It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome, pretty pesties everywhere and pestrogen connoisseurs. My name is Jenny. Thank you for joining us again on a wonderful episode of Pestrogen Podcast. I am here with my lovely Candace. How are you, Candace?
I'm doing beautifully. It has been a very long week already. but it's been fun. I got to work with my kids today, both of them. So that was fun.
Aww.
You know, having them work, but then also telling them, stop it! Because, you know, bicker back and forth. I'm doing better. You're doing this.
Yep.
But it was fun, though, in the long run. It was fun. So.
Aww. That's cute.
It's always an adventure with them, too, no matter what it is.
That's adorable. Aww.
Well, maybe one day Bill will let one of yours come hang out with you in the building.
That is my number one, like, that would make my dream come true. Have my come running out with me.
Kyra's allowed to treat and all that because she has the immediately supervised license. But Jude, he's too young, so he webs.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll, like, pop stations for me. But if, like, rodenticide needs to be changed, I have to do it. Yada, yada.
Yeah, right.
But, and then he, you know, he'll help hunt down, you know, rodent tracks and yada. And, like, if I have to go into a crawl space and he's with me, I'm like, hey, son, go. Have fun. You do it. You're little. You like doing that. I send him. Or I send Brandon, one or the other. They're right. Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw that video of that dude coming out of that crawl space, like, vent hole?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I was like, I would not be able to do that. I have boobs and an ass. And he was like, yeah, me too.
I had one. I had one like that last week that the other guy commented that the plumbing, like, you open it up and there's, like, plumbing there. I had one like that last week that was teeny tiny and it had the plumbing, and I went in feet first, and that was probably not a great idea. But the lady was swearing that she had a bumblebee nest in there, and I didn't see shit. So
people sometimes.
people do be people in, but
yes.
Yeah. That's crazy. But yeah.
We do have a third with us today.
Yes.
We have the awesome Alex. Calder, how are you doing, girl? It's so great to finally have you on here.
Hey, man, if I was doing any better, I couldn't stand it. I'm sitting in the air conditioning and not outside, just absolutely complaining.
Yeah,
man, I don't know how it's been for y'all, but the Alabama heat, I feel like this has been the worst summer in a long time. I'm over it.
I bet.
24/7, just 113 in heat index. I'm just going to complain every day. It's just going to happen.
I don't blame you.
Yep.
I try not to complain because, like, everybody seems to be in the South or whatever, even, you know, in the Midwest, and I'm sitting here in, like, 75 degrees going, oh my god, it's hot! Everybody else is like, fuck you. I'm like, it's hot for me?
We usually
sit in the mid-60s, come on.
They said it, not me. I was thinking it. I was like, must be really nice, Candace. Keep telling me about this 75-degree weather, you ass.
Right? No, usually ours is the high humidity. It'll be 75 degrees and, like, 98% humidity. Oh, not even joking on that number. So it's just, like, swampy the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. And that's what gets us is the humidity. And then in Mobile, it is pretty much on par that every day, somewhere between the 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock range, you're going to get a random thunderstorm that's horrible. And then after that, it's like a freaking crawfish boiling pot. And you're like, okay, this is how they feel. Like, I feel kind of bad for them.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to steam.
Oh, yeah.
This Tales from the Crawl Space would call this swass.
Yeah, swass. I forgot I've heard Jack say that. Yeah.
That's how I feel today. I felt that today. But I did a heat job today. So it was like double trouble.
Heat job in the heat.
Yes. But It's supposed to be a little cooler here tomorrow, though, so.
Like, what, 90 instead of 95?
I think it's going to be in the upper 70s tomorrow.
All right, so you'll be having my type of weather.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not.
So you'll be like, oh my God, I'm cold. And I'm going to be like, dude, it's fucking hot.
Yes, and I got another heat job, so thank God I'll have a little bit. When I come out of the house, it'll feel nice outside.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Exactly. We're going down to 90. It was 96 today. We're going down to 93. So I'll take that 3 degree. That's fine.
That's fine.
Oh. It's better than 3 degrees the other way.
Exactly. Yeah, that is true.
I'm guessing with that heat, you're getting all the stinging insects and all kinds of craziness right now, huh?
The biggest call we have got, which every house I go out to, I literally tallied on my phone last week. I had a day last week. It was like out of, you know, 15 houses, but my.
Shh. Sorry.
I'm waiting for one of my dogs to do that. My route is like centered, like the epicenter of my route, because I do just residential, is my neighborhood. So everything around is like a 5-minute drive. So I had like 15 stops. Every freaking house I went out to had a wasp nest somewhere. And red wasp, paper wasp, which I don't mind. It's just part of it. I get them at my house all the time, but every single house. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. But we're getting yellow jacket calls out the ass right now. And yes. My wife works at my office, so she goes out to quote those, and I threaten her every day. I'm like, if you send me out to some BS yellow jacket call and you have underquoted it, I was like, we can go in the parking lot. Like, it's fine. Like, absolutely. It's like, we, like, it's game on, but she's a magnet. She gets stung like once a week.
Oh, damn.
Buy that girl a bee suit to inspect. Not even to treat, just inspect.
Oh, the best one was there was a nest about 25, 50 yards around the corner of a garage. And this was last season. And she literally got out of her driver's side of her car. Like, they have SUVs, and she closed the door, and that pissed them off from that far, and she got stung. I laughed so hard. I was like, they real deal hate you. Like, they're waiting for you. I guess it was a little bit closer, damn. But she closed her car door, walked around that side, got her.
Out.
Oh, damn.
That was great.
I haven't been stung at all this season. Last season, I got stung by just... Brandon was trying to show me something. He's like, just look over this corner. So I leaned over onto this wooden fence and put my hand on it. And there just happened to be a fucking paper wasp right there. Stuck my finger right on it and just tagged me in the finger. I thought it was a splinter at first. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, that burns. Ah, shit. That's the last time I've been stung. It was, yeah, I think it was last year or the year before. But I think it was last year.
Yeah. I definitely have gotten got this season. So,
oh, I saw that one, like right here.
Yeah.
This season I've been good, but last season I had a call back and the lady said, I've got a yellow jacket nest on the side of my yard. And I'd done her initial the week before and took care of a bunch of wasps. I was like, this lady doesn't have yellow jackets. And I was walking around. She was like, they're near the AC unit. And I was walking around stomping. And I was like, and then right when I was like, whatever. I heard, and I looked down right at my feet, the biggest ass nest. I was like, all right. So that was the one she caught me on the ring system. And I don't know how, there was like some straw, whatever, kind of hidden it, but I'd stomped around, couldn't find anything. Oh my God. They got my face. They got my arms. I looked like freaking Joan Rivers for a couple of days. I was pissed. I looked like I had Bell's palsy. I was so mad.
Oh, God.
I called my friend who's a nurse, and I was like, how do you know if you're allergic to yellow jackets? And she was like, when'd you get stung? I was like, 15 minutes ago. She's like, you're fine. Click. Yeah. I was like, okay.
If you're breathing, you're fine after 15 minutes.
Yep. That's also how I got, was the client said, there's a nest in this area. I don't know where. So I went to go look. And start, you know, start banging on shit and start, and then all of a sudden I banged on the right thing.
Surprise!
Yeah. And it's funny because I was telling my boss this today when I got back, was that the other day I got called for a yellow jacket nest and I'm standing with the lady. We watch about three go in and out of this hole. She says, yeah, we caulked it and they chewed through it. And I was like, yeah, you never want to caulk them, whatever. Uh-huh. Well, I put on the suit and everything. And I treat it and nothing comes out. Nothing. She already paid. And I mean,
it's a residual.
Yeah. I was like, they won't be back.
If they do come back, they will die.
Yeah. So, like, I hate suiting up for nothing. So that's why, mm-hmm. you know, you go look in the area and then sometimes you look too good. Get got.
It happens.
Yep.
One of my apartment complexes today, the first fucking Eve I looked at, about, I don't know, baseball size paper wasp hive. I'm like, oh, okay, there we go. Yay. Luckily, it was the only one. And that one, when we first took it over, had, it's nine buildings. It had 27 fucking hives on it.
Dear God.
All ranging from like volleyball size down to like, I don't know, the size of a fucking quarter. But 27 hives across those nine buildings. Now that Dang. We have it, yeah. they randomly pop up here, there, whatever. But that was the place where I got to take down my first paper wasp hive without Brandon there. And he didn't even know I was doing it until after I was done.
Hey, there you go. That's awesome.
It was just me and Kyra. I was like, you stay over there, because I didn't have a suit for you. So you stay over there, and I'm going to go over here.
Yeah.
I had to, like, because you check in the station, like, I don't know, maybe 10 feet away from it. So I, like, grab her by the collar. I'm like, come here. What's going on? I'm like, look. Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Because the thing was only maybe 6 feet high. It was a low eave. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, right above my head when I was under it. Mm-hmm. But only, like, one of them came to my veil. It was the weirdest thing. That's when I just decided that paper wasps were just stupid.
They are pretty stupid. Yep.
Now, yellow jackets, they'll be all over me as soon as I even come near them. Paper wasps were like, what happened?
Help.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. We have southern yellow jackets here. And they are, I mean, the most eloquent way to put it, they're absolute assholes. Because when I stirred that nest, I had run about 50 to 75 yards and was still getting lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I had no business running that fast with a flow zone, my fat ass tripping in this lady's yard as she's looking outside like this. And I'm saying, I was like, oh, I got home that day from work and I just looked at Jordan and she looked at me and there was just silence. I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yep.
You gotta be careful. The more you get stung, the more likely you are to start getting allergic, though. That's what mm-hmm. has happened to Brandon. He was not allergic as a child, and ever since he started pest control, he has grown an allergy to it.
That's
so
not good.
We are, like, extra careful with him. Like, he's got, like, tip-top suit. We have EpiPens in our cars.
Smart.
Absolutely not. And then, like, when we actually go out and do, like, especially, like, big yellow jacket one, the EpiPens go in our pockets, because I'm not fucking around. That's my husband. You're not dying.
Smart.
You're not dying on me today.
Yeah. I'm allowed to kill you, not a goddamn fucker this big.
Exactly. Yes. So, Alex, how did you and your wife end up in pest control?
This is a funny story. So I actually went to college for criminal justice, and I was fascinated with Homeland Security and that side of it. So I went to a 2-year, and I was going to go to a local 4-year where I live, University of South Alabama. And it was like the summer of 2016. So I think I was 20. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, I gotta take out a lot of student loans to go get a 4-year. I was like, I've looked at TSA working at the airport or getting my foot in somewhere like on more technical side. And I was like, oh, at the same time, my dad had changed jobs and he was like, hey, you know, you don't have insurance anymore. And I didn't blame him because it was super expensive when he switched jobs. So I was like, okay. I was like, I've got to do something. Like, I really got to leg up on being an adult. Because there was for a while when I was 18, I was like, I'm not going to do anything. I was like, this Miller Lite will pay for everything. So I just started looking at jobs and I saw an opening for, you know, a really big company, international company. And I read through it and I was like, this sounds interesting. So I applied, I went, and I got hired the day after my 21st birthday. I started at this company and I was doing renewal inspections, termite. I'd help out doing like, because they use Centricon, so Centricon services, vapor barriers. Didn't do much into the termite treatment, but did ride along to see how they, you know, do it, what the laws and specifications were, but mainly doing inspecting. So did that for 2 years and then got the offered. Actually, somebody saw me sitting in my truck and his company was just actually bought by mine. And I ended up going with him and pretty much history wrote itself. I didn't go to termite. I started in pest control. That was 2018. So started running. I was doing commercial and residential at the time. So did that for a while. In March of 2019, I got in a wreck at work. It was fairly nasty. I had to do physical therapy and I ended up going working in the office for a little bit, started doing sales. And from there went up to being a regional sales manager where I was in charge of our specific region, which was like Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Alabama, Gulf Coast, into Florida. Did that for 2 years and I finally was like, it's been so long since I've been out in the field and I just like, I feel like my heart was pulling me back. Like, I want to go back to doing pest control. I want to go back out in the field. So about a year and a half ago I did, and y'all already know that I thought the grass was greener on the other side and left the company I was at for a month. And I realized the company that I was at for the last, you know, 7 years, I was like, when I got home from work, I could lay down at night. I wasn't stressed. I loved it. I loved everybody. I just, you know, sweet nothings whispered at this other company and non-pest control related. And after a month, I was like, you know, I'm tired of coming home wanting to throw an air fryer in the bathtub with me. I was like, I gotta go. And I did split amicably. And like right at that time, like an angel coming down from heaven, one of the local branch managers got with me the branch that actually my wife works at. I was at another one, which I still love them, like my second family. So I started at this branch because we've got four in the county I'm in. And it's been like I said, learned my lesson. Grass wasn't greener on the other side, but I've kind of seen all aspects from working in the office, the corporate side. And my favorite is by far is running around, getting to meet people. There is something so satisfying about like, did a German roach follow up today, the last one. And he's like, I ain't seen nothing. He was like, you did it good. He was like, I ain't seen a one. Look at these glue boards. Ain't nothing on the glue boards. And I'm like, straight up, dog. He's like, I got you.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I know that's kind of long-winded, but Sierra kind of went all over the place. My wife, she got a 4-year degree and didn't really have anywhere to utilize it. And I was like, guess what? I was like, you're coming to work, ho. So I got her in pest control and she worked her way up. She does outside sales, but before I say anything, she is one of those, like, she's honest. And I told her that from the beginning. I was like, do not be one of those people. I was like, and she's not. She has a squeaky clean conscience. And we're at the same office. And I'll like, you know, just, I will kill you if you sell some bullshit. So
I know where you sleep.
Yeah. I was like, I will put a brick on your gas pedal on the car you love so much. Like, try no. She probably heard that from across the house just now, and she's like, "What did she just say?" But and she ended up loving it too, and she has the same thing. She's, even though she got from home today, she was like, "I had two crawl spaces back to back. It's hot. My knees hurt. I want to eat." She's like, "This is bullshit."
That's cool, but, though.
Yeah. Like I said, little long-winded, but had to get a little backstory of what happened. And now I know.
Oh, that was perfect.
Now I'm not going. Now I know I'm not going anywhere because, like I said, it's stress-free. Like, I know most people in the company, and a lot of people I know can't really say how much they love where they work, but like, I don't wake up in the morning and go, "God, this sucks." Like, I want to go. And it's so nice to be able to lay your head down at night and be able to sleep.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yes. That is very helpful. Yeah. That whole sleep part.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I know what you mean with the German roaches, because we just had one of those that we actually just finished yesterday. That was a really fun one because she's super sensitive, actually sensitive to a bunch of chemicals, because she used to work at like a chemical factory. So being around them all the time fucked her up. Like, she can't have like certain chemicals or even smells. So we had to be like really careful with everything we use. And she even, because we did her first treatment, I think we did like Alpine and Teco Trio.
Yeah.
And so not a really significant smell to it. The Teco's a little, you know, but we even, as we did it, we had her front door and her back door open, and it was a nice breezy day. And we even had a few windows open as we were doing it. So, and then, like, you know, we made sure everything was good, yada, yada, closed everything up. She stayed out. I think she was out for like 6 hours because she was at work. Came back and could smell it. And she said it gave her a minor migraine, but once she opened up her doors, it went away. She was happy, and shit just started disappearing. Like, nothing in any of our traps yesterday. We're like, sweet! And she was excited because we're pretty sure she bought the house with roaches in it, because she's only been in it for a year. Ain't no fucking way she brought them, because, I mean, she's never had them prior, and her house is really clean. Like, we didn't even have to do shit for prep. We're just like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll move this one little thing. Woo!
Right? Yeah.
That's what awesome. This... What probably got her was probably the Teco, because any IGR has that funky-ass smell. But at least, you know, you didn't go in there, you're like, yeah, I won't smell. Here's some 565. Everybody smells the
CB80.
The whole block's gonna smell this shit. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I don't know if y'all saw this earlier, and obviously I'm not gonna name names. And we don't have to cut this out because it was posted on Pest Control Humor Department, as there's a certain we know his last name. I'm gonna say Waka Waka. You know, the video game was called Pac-Man. Yeah, Waka Waka. That German roach treatment, I almost
took
like a nitroglycerin tablet for my blood pressure, because it was, I've got this strong aerosol. And he had like PT, it was like Phantom. I was like, what are you talking about? And he had, which I mean, I get it. He had like Phantom would spray everything. And then right where he sprayed aerosol, here, I'm going to put a cocaine line. And he's just putting this shit with all the, and I'm like, right, just over where he sprayed, we're going to put bait. And then he's putting these long lines. I'm like, okay, we're going to caulk the entire kitchen. I was like, and then
the whole cabinet.
Yeah. And then he had a flow zone of Termidor HE that he finished off over the bait. But yeah, that German roach, that German roach treatment, I tagged my wife. I was like, this shit. I was like, I mean, we speak for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on, Let's Texas. Just,
yeah. Let, did, yeah. Did really.
You, what right? you doing?
Did you see the other one that got posted from the same person that was, he was treating, it looked like, I think it was inside of like a weed dispensary.
With the flow zone. Yes.
Yeah, yes, inside. I'm going, why are you wearing a Typhoon inside? And then you treat here. And then luckily you missed the lady that was in her flip-flops. And didn't spray her feet. But then you like spray here. And it's like the back and forth spray in the same spot. I'm like, bitch, your flow zone put out enough. Why are you going back and forth?
Yeah.
And then it's Brandon like, was like, did he just spray a speaker? So we had to watch it numerous times because Brandon thought he sprayed the speaker right there, which he didn't, surprisingly. But it's like, it was such random, like, spray here, spray way over there, spray over here, leave this whole open area, spray right here. It's like, what the fuck?
What are you doing?
I want to know so bad what's in that flow zone, too, because it's right? Like, when you go into a bathroom stall at the beach after you're wearing flip-flops and everything's splashing, that's how I imagine that weed dispensary was. Because everybody's walking around in puddles from this jackass spraying God knows. And I'm telling you, it's probably, I always go to, I'm like, this stuff is the best. But the thing is he doesn't care about his customers. He doesn't care about the industry. It's all about, We're going to be rich. Yep. Rich. All it is a money grab to.
Yep. It's money. And that's what this is. You have to care.
There's a service.
The money will come. You have to care.
Yes.
And do it right.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. What's next? What's next if Texas doesn't do anything? Is he's genuinely going to kill someone's animal or send their child to the hospital? Or it's coming.
Make us all look bad.
Yes, exactly.
He's already that one.
That's my main thing. And I'm like, I'm like, you really make us all look bad? Like, we're all stupid? Like,
right.
Thanks, bro.
Right. Exactly. So, on this topic today, spray, slay, and what is it, personal development? I forget.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember.
Shit.
Hold on. Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, there we go. Spray, slay, and self-discovery.
Yeah. So,
here we go.
On the topic of self-discovery, Alex, how has working in pest control changed your life?
So,
what would you say?
I don't have a super cliche answer, but, you know, you get to see all walks of life. You get to see the worst of the worst, the best of the best, you know, one stop maybe. An $80,000 house where you're looking at the dirt through the subfloor, and your next house, the doorknob costs more than your house. Mm-hmm. So what really I've learned is, you know, people aren't really bad. You're going to run into horrible people no matter what job you do. That's just a given. But yeah. I do feel like working in pest control, it has made me less, I want to say judgmental. People can say what they want. You have predisposed feelings about, you pull up to a house and you see a Range Rover and the woman comes out and looks like she's had $100,000 in plastic. You're like, oh, fantastic. You know what I mean? You have those predisposed feelings. And like I said, people can say they don't. I feel like that's human nature. And this really has kind of broken me a little bit from it, because had one of those pull up $100,000 Lexus, nice house. She was like, I just got divorced. Well, in my head, I'm like, oh, so you took all the money, you know, just stuff like that that goes through your head. She's going to be a pain in the ass, but you always you say this in your head, kill them with kindness. And it wasn't that. She, was not in a good situation, and she had worked her ass off for all her money and was one of the coolest people I've ever met. She just liked plastic surgery, nice houses in a Lexus, and got to be one of my favorites. In fact, she was vaping, and I was like, what flavor is that? Because at the time I was vaping, and she was like, marijuana. I was like, oh, would have never guessed. I was like, power to you. But it's it's stuff like that. Like, you get to see people, their quirks, and like I said, kind of eliminate those stereotypes. Because not every house is the same, not every person is the same. It really gives you a new perspective. You don't know people's situation. Gone out to million-dollar houses. They've got German roaches, and they're in a horrible situation. and having a hard time paying for it. And you're like, oh yeah, whatever. You live in that. You don't, you know, you just don't know. You don't know people's situations. So it doesn't matter how rude they are to me. I've never broken that. You know, you have, you say what you want in your head, but I feel like it has made me a nicer person. Like this mm-hmm. industry hasn't really, I'm not jaded.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite part of it is every time I'm driving through a neighborhood, oh, I crawled that house. I went in that attic. Oh, I remember that house. Or it's like the trade dad driving. I'm like, oh yeah, I went in there. I went in there. I went in there. I went in there. But just kind of changed my perspective on people. Like I said, long winded, but I genuinely believe that people, the majority of people have good intentions. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. I love that.
No, it really is. That's so the truth. Like, I do, God, it's like a $1.5 million lake house. And the couple that lives there, it's their vacation home. Like, I'm like, why are you vacationing here? But okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the nicest people in the freaking world. Now, the female, she was a little standoffish at first, but she still kind of is, but that's just her personality. It's just, you know, you knock on the door, hey, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah. Have you seen anything? Any issues? No. Okay, I'm gonna go do my job. Okay, goodbye. That's just how she is.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
When I was first talking to her, I'm like, well, damn, why you gotta be so short with me? I, you know, I didn't want to have a little quick conversation. Ha, ha, ha. That's not how she is. Now, her husband, on the other hand, complete opposite. You can stand there and talk to him for 45 fucking minutes and not get any info from him, but you'll have a good time.
Right. Yeah.
But there, and it's like, yeah, so it's like, it completely changed my perspective on that because I'm going, oh, she's not a bitch. She's actually super sweet. That's just her personality. It's just, here's the info, here's the facts, goodbye, go do your job. Okay, bye.
Yep. Absolutely. That's awesome. Love
that. Have you run into any like that since you're now back in residential, Jenny?
Yes. Yes. And that has been a learning curve, too, after doing almost 2 whole years of commercial, which they would send me on weekends to do some residential. But doing residential for the type of big box that I was working for was very, like, cold and standoffish anyway. But, like, now I'm having all these, like, real deep connections with people, making connections with people, and it's amazing. But to kind of piggyback off of what Alex said, one thing that has changed my perspective on life in pest control is that bugs and rodents and stuff are not prejudiced in any way, shape, or form. So those predisposed things we have about people, if you're racist, if you're anything, you know, it's bugs and rodents don't see color. They don't see anything. Like, you could just go to the doctor's office today and take home bed bugs unbeknownst to you, and you just went to the doctor. Like, yeah. So that has really opened my eyes to just how humans can be assholes with the parameters they put. Death for sure. But yeah, it's pretty neat to see all the different people that you could service a multi-million dollar home and find roaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be in like the poorest house and find roaches.
And it's clean as shit.
Or
like the outside of it just looks like crap. You know, paint's peeling.
Yep.
Whatever, they have no issues inside. There's no rodents running anywhere. You're just there for a preventative.
Yes.
Okay, cool, bye.
Yes, with the commercial I did a hotel that had a lot of people living in it. And most of the rooms were not great. But there was always this one lady that like had made her room look really nice, and like she takes really good care of it and stuff because it's probably what she could afford, you know. But yeah, I thought that was wild. Crazy.
Yeah. We did get stories for this. A lot of them are the obvious, like eating out, because we've all done a restaurant at least once.
That does change you.
It really does. And oh man, and that was like my first major change, minus like the people thing, was eating out. Like me and my daughter were eating out, and we're sitting there waiting for our food, and I just could look down this hall and just this nice grease rub all the way down, and I'm going, oh God, they got rats.
Yeah.
Do we really want to eat here? It was like a brand new place too. So it wasn't like they couldn't chalk it up to like, oh, people rub their feet there, blah, blah, blah. It was literally a brand new place, maybe open for 2 months, but from their back door down the hallway where the bathrooms are, literally from that door to the dining room, was a dark brown grease rub. And I'm like,
yep.
And I'm like, look, what is that? I'm like, that's a rodent rub.
Yep.
Needless to say, we did not eat there.
Right? We don't eat at everybody's house. We don't eat at everybody's house.
Man. Ew. There is one buffet, a Chinese buffet, but they had crab legs on a certain night, and they don't do it anymore, but the crab legs were actually well done. And in the South, I'm like, all you can eat seafood? Okay. So I had heard from a buddy who worked at another company. He was like, oh yeah, man, they got roast. I was like, whatever. I was like, you're just talking crap. So I knew how they bait. He was like, them buffet tables are horrible, like where they actually serve the food. So curiosity got the best of me. If I was sitting there, I reached my hand underneath and put it into what I'm assuming were just beads of Avion or Vendetta. And I was like, son of a bitch. Oh, he was right. I finished my crab legs though. I was like, fuck. I was like, I've already eaten them. I was like, I've already paid for it. And I told Jordan, and I don't even think she was in pest control at the time. She's like, what do we do? I'm like, fucking finish eating. I'm like, the crab legs are great. What the fuck is that? Okay, let me tell you, if this is a myth, y'all know. You walk into a restaurant and you're like,
yep.
Yep.
You're like, the smelly smell that smells smelly. You're like, yep. You know it.
Wet cardboard. And
yes, that's what I tell people. Leave a cardboard box out in the rain, walk up to it and sniff it. And it's like that musty scent.
Yep.
And I walked into like one of my favorite wing places and I was like, damn. Granted, you have to drive into like the worst place to Mobile to get them, but the wings, the customer service is all on par. And I was like, maybe my smell is off. I was sitting there and a freaking German roach ran from where the bathrooms were. And I was like,
damn it.
I don't give a shit.
And like, sometimes maybe. At that point, it's like, you know what?
Fuck the it. Wings. I'm not going to lie to y'all. The wings were so good in the loaded fries. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like,
yep.
It happens. You'd be very surprised at some of the places that actually do get them. So,
oh yeah.
But, yep.
And it's not just mom and pop shops.
Nope.
No.
Yep.
Yes, I know that smell. I did not think it actually was a smell because Brandon used to tell me about it. And I'm like, he's like, don't you smell that? I'm like, smell fucking what?
Right.
And then once I actually started doing this and being in people's houses and that smell, and I'm going, oh, that smell. Okay. Gotcha. I'm all over it now. Even like the heavy iron smell from bedbugs. Brandon can get that one. He gets it quicker than I do.
Oh.
But yeah, geez. He'll smell that one. Like, he can go into somebody's unit or house or whatever, and I swear to God, he's better than a bedbug sniffing dog. He's like, I will find these. I can smell them. And I'm like, what?
Dang.
I will tell y'all, I have never done a bedbug job. I have found them, but I have not personally done a bedbug job. But I went to a house one time, they're like, the German roaches are all in the bed. And I lifted them up and the bed bugs had gotten so large that they almost from a distance looked like German roaches. And I was like,
just not roaches.
I got out to my truck. God, this was like 7 years ago. And I had like one leg in the air like this and one leg down there. And I had aerosol and I was like, nope, I had Alpine. I was like, nope. I was like, yep. We're not taking this back. I was like, this is important. We're not taking this back home. No, yep. Even naked in the garage or my truck. No.
Yep. I think we've all stripped naked somewhere we never thought we would before. There you go. That's something that has changed us all. Brandon has stripped down to his fucking underwear in our backyard.
Yep.
After coming home from a really bad roach job years upon years ago. And as he took his, because he got his boots off. He took his pants off and a German roach went running across my concrete patio. And my son was like, I don't know, 7. So he's barefooted, mind you, running, trying to stomp on it. And I'm like, oh God, please don't. But I'm like, yes, please do. But like, grab dad's boot. What are you doing?
Hey, don't, but do.
Yes. I'm like, not barefoot, please. That's gross.
Yes.
I had a rookie mistake when I first started. This was early on. I went out to my first flea job. And at the time, I was living in an apartment. This when I was young. And I brought effing fleas back to the apartment. Oh my God. And I knew what it was because a couple days later I stood up on the carpet and I was like, damn, my ankles itch. And I looked down and I was like, oh my God. So I told Jordan at the time we were dating, I was like, you got class today? I was like, can you load the cats up in your car and get out? I was like, cause mom's got to take care of something in this apartment because this was my fault.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah, I think we've all brought the fleas at least once.
Yep.
Definitely. I'd personally rather it be fleas than roaches or bed bugs.
Yes.
Fleas, what the fuck ever.
100%.
Yes. I'm like, 100%. Oh my God, don't ever bring me home a roach or a bed bug, which both have been brought in home, but both were caught outside.
Yes. Yes, there you go. Somebody submitted what has changed their perspective on life from pest control is that people have money for what they want. So I'm guessing that means like for the services or just in general, which a lot of the other submissions go in deeper detail about like people's living conditions and things like that. But
definitely,
I thought that was pretty profound.
Yeah, like one of the other ones was because like we obviously when we go to like restaurants, we can smell the roaches. Hell, you can smell the rodents if they're bad enough, especially if there's a capture somewhere. But the other one that I was reading was I inspect for bed bugs everywhere I go to stay. If my best friend or the family gets offended, so be it. It's so good to see you. Thanks for having me. Oh, I'll bring my things in a bit. I need to go check my bedroom first. I never thought about it at, like, a relative's or a friend's house. I do it, obviously, at a hotel. Like, as soon as I walk in, my kids know the luggage does not come. It stays in the car. We walk in. Everything gets pulled off the bed. Mom and Dad inspect. They help now, too. And then we will bring in stuff. But I've never thought about it at, like, some, like, a family member's house.
Right.
But now I just might have to.
Right.
Yeah, that makes like, sense.
It really does. Because, like, we were just saying, anybody can have them. It doesn't fucking matter your income or what color or race or anything you are. They don't give a shit.
Nope. They're going to hitchhike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got the blood. They want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all go into hotel rooms and I will flip that mattress so hard it'll go out of the window. I'm like, I don't give a shit. If there's something here, I'm going to find it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Definitely. Somebody said, I no longer believe anyone who says we're remodeling. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, we're just remodeling. Oh, I'm sorry I haven't cleaned today. Bitch, you haven't cleaned in 40 years. What do you mean today?
Maybe you ain't had a bathtub since 2019. Fucking
man. Right? Yeah, we had a German roach one like that. Oh, I'm sorry we haven't done the dishes. Okay, these are the same dishes that were here 3 weeks ago. What do you mean? Like, same food on them. Now they're growing mold. No wonder you have roaches. Like, this one is a no-dur.
Yeah, ma'am, I know you don't fry chicken every 2 weeks, like, on the same day that I come out. Don't lie to me.
Right? Oh, I was just using that. Or, oh, I was just going to clean that. Really?
They're just composting.
That, yeah. The German roaches are having a pool party in that, in your cast iron skillet and that canola grease. I was not born yesterday.
Right.
Oh, speaking of that one, I had one of those with cast iron skillet that had, like, the cooled down, like, bacon grease in it. Underneath the stove in the drawer, and she's complaining of rodents. So I pull that, you know, I pull that drawer out because she's like, oh, I hear him behind my stove, la, la, la. Pull that drawer out. You can literally see its paw prints through it. And I'm like, it's eating this. Get rid of it. Like, why is it down here? Like, I understand saving your bacon grease. Yeah. But save it in a container, not in the pan that you put away. Okay. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot that was there. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we take care of a rodent issue. They come back because, well, she's... I won't even go there. I pull the same drawer and the same fucking pan with the same fucking grease is in it. You want to know how I know? Because it has the same damn tracks in it with the same chews and everything. And I'm like, I thought you were going to get rid of this. Oh, I forgot. Of course you did.
Oh, first
like off, a year later, you forgot. Okay.
Right.
As a Southerner, that's an absolute disgrace. That is an absolute sacrilege to waste bacon grease like that. Hell no. You know, it's in my fridge right now waiting for me to do something big backish with it. That is ridiculous. Waste some damn bacon grease. Or Jesus.
Yep. I knew you were going to say it because as soon as I said it was bacon grease, I saw your face. I lived in the South. Yeah. It was only for like a year, but I lived in Oklahoma for a year way back when I was like in fifth grade. But then like my mom's mom was from the South. And then my mother-in-law is from the South too. So I know those types of things. I have lived it. I have, you know, stuff like that. So like, yeah, bacon grease, you don't waste ever.
Gold.
That shit can be, yep. That shit can be reused and just mwah.
Makes delicious. Delicious.
Right? Mix it in with grits, mix it in to make your eggs. Like I said, and we got, born and raised in Alabama Gulf Coast. I live 20 minutes from where Forrest Gump is based in Bayou LaBachery.
Nice.
So we're not all related to our cousins. Like Jordan and I are not related. So I just needed to make that clear on this podcast. We don't all live in single wides. There's not anything wrong with it because half of them are nice and half the house is in Mobile. But look, I just had to put that out there. Now I do drive a pickup truck. So there's one strike.
That's awesome.
Majority of people that live in my town drive them too. So
yeah, there you go.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
ours go out on the dunes, so they kind of need to have pickup trucks and sand tires and all that other shit.
Yeah,
but trying to find a pickup truck for my son that's going to be 16 here soon, absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Oh, I'll sell him mine. Come on down to Alabama and get it.
All right.
That's a long drive.
I saw one. It was a like 1977 Toyota something or another. They wanted $8,500 for it. Okay, see, it's not just me. I'm like, excuse me, what? And even like, there'll be like 1997 ones that, you know, they're still like 250,000 miles on them, blah, 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 blah. $5,000. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
So I told him, I said, you might not get a pickup. At least not right away.
It better come with a hard drive in the center console that has 2 Bitcoin on it. Screw that.
Right?
$8,500.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no.
Yes.
So we had one says understanding mental health impacts and compassion towards them and everything that goes with that to help them. Very true.
Yes.
Some people can't help it. Some people have their delusional parasitosis. Yeah, that's the word. It is what it is, but you got to like walk that fine line of no, there's nothing here and not saying that you're absolutely batshit crazy. Because you don't need to say that. But you gotta walk that really fine line. And then some people who have like super huge phobias of anything. I have a client that has a phobia of every freaking spider, or not spider, insect ever. And the dude's a firefighter. I'm like, so you will go running into a burning building, but if there's an ant in your house, it's just a no-go?
Yep.
It's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm scared of this needle. You have tattoos all over you. And I'm looking directly at my wife who has 3 tattoos. And when a needle gets near her, she tries to pass out. So it's the same concept.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Someone else said, seeing how some people live has given me a deeper appreciation for the human condition. It can be easy to judge others and misunderstand the motivations that led them to live the way they do, whether it is deep depression, anxiety that leads to clutter, disorganization, hoarding, or a sense of insecurity, shame, inadequacy that makes home completely pristine in the presence of a single bug utterly unacceptable and repulsive. A person's home can be a window into their soul. Taking the time to be curious and understanding instead of judging and damning, especially in the most intense interactions, can be the difference between a positive, successful outcome or an abject failure in the jobs we do. Using language and providing tools that empower rather than damn can be small but impactful superpowers in this industry. Learning to see people before the circumstance is the biggest lesson I've learned and continue to work on learning through my profession in this industry. So it's kind of same. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like, I don't understand the techs that don't want to educate their client.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just the small things. Like, hey, like, you know, you're having a lot of sugar ants. Why don't we put your sugars and your sweet things and the such in airtight containers instead of just Ziploc bags? Because mm-hmm. I have seen them literally get into Ziploc bags. Try the airtight containers. I mean, not saying it's going to be 100%, but it can help. And then just the little things, the education. I can't tell you how many of my clients go, oh my God, I don't have any ants anymore because I do this, that, and the other now, just like you told me. And I'm like, there we go.
Right.
I started a rodent job the other day that I explained to the lady because she was super worried about the rodenticide. Because she's a little bit older, so she has this perspective that the rodenticide is literally like cyanide. And I'm like, no, no, that's not how this works. So I told her, I said, it's an anticoagulant. That's how they die from it. They literally just brain bleed, essentially. She's like, oh. And she has bigger dogs, and we had 3 stations, 4 blocks each. So 12 blocks on her property. And I was like, your dogs could literally somehow break into every one of these stations and eat all 12 of these blocks, just one of them, and they're not going to die. They might have an upset stomach. They might, you know, whatever. I said, they're not going to die from it, though. She's like, oh, well, that makes me feel better.
Oh my.
It's the education part of it. Just talk to people.
Exactly. And even when I want to say, like I said, it doesn't matter how rude the customer's been to me or this. It's always killing with kindness because at the end of the day, like, I hate to say it like this, like, they are paying my bills. Like, they're what mm-hmm. keeps us going, keep me going. Like I said, 99% of them I love. But even when it's something I don't want to say kind of stupid, like, I keep getting so many flies in the garage. Do you keep your garage open? Yeah, I just keep it open 24/7. You just tell them, oh, that's where they're coming from. I said, you know, just close it as much as you can. That's going to cut down on it. It's all about tact is really how you go about it. Like, especially the biggest tact you have to have is when you're doing a German roach and you don't walk in and you're like, Jesus, this house is crap. You know, the way I explain to them is this bait I'm putting out, you see some of this food debris right here, this bait I'm putting out, the roaches are going to look at that food debris like a medium rare ribeye slathered in butter, and they're going to look at my bait as a fillet of fish. I was like, we want them going to our bait, eliminating that food source. And when you kind of explain it to them, and of course a checklist go over, but just being tactful and understanding, because like you said, you don't know. Of course, there's people whose houses have gotten like that from being pure lazy, but unfortunately a lot of them just, you know, God, they've gone through the depression, like we've gone through it, not depression cleaning. Like, that's a real thing. The person who spoke about mental health, anxiety, like, that is 100% real. And I'm not in there to automatically go, God, slobs, even if they are. We still don't know. You know, going back to not judging.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, my own house, like, I've got, like the deck on the back of my house needs replacing, and there's a lot of moisture held, and I have been getting earwigs horribly, and I know that's on me. I need to rectify the situation, but not gonna lie, y'all, when that truck goes into park at my own house, I'm like, the earwigs can coexist with us. It's fine.
Yep.
I've done the same. I'll get ants randomly through my bathroom window, and I'm like, you know what? They're not hurting anything right now. Fuck them. They're in the bathroom window. They're far from any food. Whatever. Then they don't even, like, go after the toothpaste or anything like that. The kids are like, they're just in here. They, like, crawl through the, and then they're down, and they go, what are they doing? I'm like, I don't know. They're fucking weird. Just leave them alone.
Literally. Yep. Don't even spray a roach the size of Lizzo before she started Ozempic goes across my ceiling. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yep. And we did have one from Brandon. I will actually use his name because I know he won't get mad at me. And this is very true. I can say that for sure. He is. I say the F word a lot more. Yes, he does. He's always been pretty foul mouthed, but yes. And he does not say it around clients. He's very. He hates the word professional, but he is very professional around them. But man, we get back out to the car and he's like, what the fuck?
Look, that's one of those things. Anybody in this industry, you're professional to them. When you get in your truck and you drive down the road, you just go, oh, my. You're like, oh. Yeah. Like, you gotta let it out. Or, you know what I mean, listen to some, like, we're turning on Slipknot, baby. Like, I gotta listen to something to get my feelings out. Like,
Scream it out in some way, man.
Yes.
Whether it's hard rock or whatever music you're into, I don't care.
Right.
Whatever gets you going, scream it out. Let it out. Don't bring it to the next one.
Yes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, I don't think we'll be able to read all the entries, but we got a lot of really good ones, but so many of them were the food. Was the
yes.
So that has definitely changed people.
Yes. And just like one of them said that they've learned to use their sense of smell, especially in a restaurant, as we have discussed.
Yes.
You can walk in and you can smell it and it's like, whoop, never mind.
Yep.
Never mind.
You do that.
Yep. It's like, my bad.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I have a roach job that was literally that way. We walked in and it was so hard to not let my face express what my brain was thinking. Because the house wasn't clean. But okay, I've been in worse. It was the smell of the house that literally smelled like I had just walked into a litter box.
Yeah.
Through the whole house. Through a whole four... Well, it was an apartment. But it was a four-bedroom apartment. It was not a small little place. And I'm going, oh my God. And then, so Brandon's inspecting for roaches. He's like, oh yeah, I found him. You need to call our contact and get it scheduled so we can... And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go make the call outside. Goodbye!
Right.
Walked outside and was like... And then, like, tried everything in the book to not go back inside at that moment, because I was just like, oh my God, I cannot take this.
Yep.
Luckily, we're almost done with that one, because it's the air is not as heavy from the roaches anymore, but it is still heavy because of the smell.
Yeah.
But they won't be there much longer. So then we'll go in and fix it.
And do that, wear a respirator, and you're like, yeah, this is just standard.
Nah, this is my normal uniform. Don't worry about it.
Sound like Bane. I'm like, yeah, this isn't here to inspect your roaches.
I was born for this.
Hey, I know something that has also changed my perspective since being in pest control, because we wouldn't have met Tony Spangler for our Tony Spangler tumblers. I have Paula with me here today.
I have Brendan's.
Yes.
I have Brendan's Mousezilla and random bugs, and I know you hate it, Tony, but too bad, Brendan loves it.
Yes.
Tony, I promise I'm not a piece of crap. I literally moved, and I've still got boxes of stuff, and I know they're in there. So don't, like, they're here. Like,
prior to us recording, she did go and look for them for, like, a good solid 10 minutes looking for them. We could hear her looking for them. But yeah, she has moved. They're somewhere. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not sacrificing. Like I said, I got a wasp freeze because I feel like that's like my magical elixir, which I mean, it's very, everybody knows, but especially down here with all the stinging insects, I'm like, quick draw. I'm like, you thought. So, they're here. So I'm just using, I think this was my mom's coffee cup. It says I had fun once. It was awful, and it's Grumpy Cat.
I love Grumpy Cat. I was so sad when he died.
Aww. I also have a coffee cup that says best lesbian ever, but I was like, oh, we'll break the ice with that. I was like, I'll wait to drink that. I'll wait to drink that in front of everyone in the office.
Yeah, mine That's is great. My birthday one that says, you magical bastard.
You magical bastard.
And this is just cherry Pepsi. I've been drinking out of this because I think all the mason jars are being cleaned and I'm lazy, so I'm literally drinking zero cherry Pepsi out of a coffee cup.
That is such a southern thing to drink out of a mason jar.
Right?
I love it.
I have a shit ton of them, and I absolutely will drink anything out of them and store bacon grease in them. But it's funny, I was laughing, I was telling Jordan before this, I was like, we literally have someone from, like, it reminded me, Illinois or Indiana, Jenny.
Yeah. Where
she works in Indiana but lives in Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio. For now. Somewhere. Then we've got Oregon, and then we've got Alabama, so we've literally got the trifecta of the random country. And I'm excited and not to hear how my, because I personally can't hear my southern accent well, but I know I'm gonna hear it while I listen to the podcast. I'm like, Jesus, I sound like buttermilk soaked cornbread. Like, this is awful.
No, awful. This is not awful. It's no. Charming.
No, as soon as you spoke, it just like filled me up. Yes. It's like I said, I used to live in the South. Yes, it was a long time ago. But like hearing southern accents just make me so happy.
Yes.
So it's like, as soon as you were like, oh, can you guys hear me? I'm like, yay!
You should hear, like, anybody, like, if you get mad, especially when I get in my truck at work, like, it really comes out. I'm like, son of a bitch! Like, it just comes out like that. I'm like, this ain't the day, damn! You know, just...
Yeah. Like that deep south.
Yeah, my stepdad, he is from Louisiana, so if y'all have ever seen... Yeah, he's got that, y'all down the bayou doing that crawfish. Like, you can, I don't know what he's saying half the time.
Yeah.
Jordan sounds like, my wife sounds like Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob. I'll make fun of her.
That's so cute.
That's adorable.
I have a Midwestern accent, but when I'm servicing and talking to clients, I tend to depict a little bit of southern because I think it sounds charming, so I'll be like, how y'all doing today?
But I do the y'alls.
Yep, y'all, but it's so Midwestern the way I do it, like ope and like
ope. When I first moved back to Washington from Oklahoma, my cousins made fun of me so much for just how I spoke. For that year that I lived there, I just picked up so much of, like, lingo, like saying, you know, like soda instead of pop, or pop instead of soda. I can't fucking remember. And then like my Aunt Betty was aunt. It wasn't aunt. It was aunt. And God, they used to fucking make fun of me so bad for that. They're like, what the hell's an aunt? And I'm like, it's Aunt Betty. What are you talking about? God, I'm like, I'm trying.
It's aunt. It's pecan. The biggest thing where I really hear it is I'm like, I gotta go get an oil change on my truck. They're like, what? I gotta go get an oil change. Or instead of aluminum foil, they call it tinfoil. Like, I'm just going to get some tinfoil.
Yeah, I always called it tinfoil.
Tinfoil. Tinfoil. Just it comes out quick. You don't call it
tinfoil.
And when you say, like, if I'm telling Jordan, I'm like, we need some more tinfoil. Damn, she knows exactly what I'm talking about, because we all sound like it. But we've got, I mean, we've got some really like rural country areas down here. Like, I would gander that probably have a couple of customers that have moonshine stills in their barn, and I'm like, get it. Like,
hey, yeah.
Outside of work, here's my, you know, my number. It's, yep. But we, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't really live. No, I lied. I do kind of live surrounded. They put like my subdivision in the middle of like fields. So I'm considered west, near the Mississippi state line. So, I mean, it's a little country out here.
Yeah. That's what's weird for me living in Ohio, where weed is legal, and working in Indiana where it's illegal, because, like, you know, I'll do apartments or whatever and it'll like stink and they'll be like, oh, I'll hide all my stuff. And it's just like, it's legal where I live. Like, I don't give a fuck about your stuff.
I feel like I've got more to worry about. Like, you know what I mean? If somebody comes in and they're looking at me like this, and they're like, just be careful in that room, and they've got a bong sitting there, like, we've all had to go through it. Now, if I go in there and all your spoons are burned, I'm not going in there.
Right.
And unfortunately, some of our area more south of the county is, like, half of them can't buy Sudafed from the pharmacy, and I'm like, I've gone out to a few of those houses, and I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And them roaches over there, and I'm like, what the hell did you just say?
Yeah.
Like, I see the Drano and the Sudafed, brother. Come on.
Right. Yeah,
we're not stupid.
Yeah. Weed is the least of our problems. That's more.
We've walked into places with, you know, the mirror on the coffee table with white residue on it, and we're like, peace.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Once it goes above that, I'm done. Or even some people who are like, I go to, y'all call around to houses later in the day. They've got home from work and cracked a beer. That's not a big deal. But I had one moved off of me because he was like, oh, you're my technician. He called me like 5 times in a row this month. And every time he called me, he repeated the same thing and was clearly intoxicated, drunk. I could hear him. And I told my boss, and I was like, he acted real weird when he was like, oh, if I got a female coming out. I'm like, oh, hell no. Now you don't. Right. I was like, nope. I didn't. And calling my phone over and over again when you told me to call Monday, my work phone, like, dude, no. Like, first off, you barked up the wrong tree. And I'm also, I've had women that said, you can't go there while just my husband's there. I'm like, ma'am, like, I don't know how to describe this to you, but I don't want your husband. You don't want any of y'all. At all. Because your family tree is a stump. So I'm good.
That's great. I was expecting, like, your family tree is a twig. The stump just got me. That was great.
You can't be there while just my husband's there. You know, you're just a woman in the house. And I'm like, ma'am, I was like, on a scale of 1 to Elton John, I'm Melissa Etheridge. Like, come on. Like,
Oh my god, that's great.
I had somebody ask me one time if I was worried about Brandon going into like a unit that was just a female, blah blah blah. I'm like, bitch.
Excuse
for
me?
One, we've been together for 23 fucking years. This is like more than half of our lives now, okay? We've been married for 20 of those now. We have 2 children. And I'm his goddamn boss at home and at work. Fuck you. No.
No.
I'm not worried. Never have been worried about him doing anything. Even when we first got together and we lived 2 hours apart. Still wasn't worried.
Right.
He's never proven me wrong.
Yeah, that's Jordan too. Like, I know she goes, like, she gets hit on it, guys, like in the relationship. She's the cute one. She gets hit on at work and they're like, that doesn't bother you. And I'm like, no, I'm like, because at the end of the day, she walks into this house and so do I. I was like, and also, we wouldn't. Second off, we don't have time. Third off, it's too hot. And fourth, I don't want to deal with 2 of them. Like,
right?
Y'all already irks my nerves. Why the hell would I do it twice? I'm telling you, she's listening to all this and she's like, okay. She's like, I got you. Square up. She's like, that's fine. With the air out of your tires.
Well, when she comes to be a guest, she can say all the same stuff.
She is so shy. She does not talk. It is literally like opposites attract. Like, you have me loud, ratchet, and inappropriate, and Jordan is sweet, quiet, and says nothing wrong. They're like, how the hell did that happen? I was like, I'm a good cook. Like, and she can't boil water. So.
If that doesn't sound like me and Brandon, oh my god. Like, I am the loud mouth. I will fucking just tell everybody how it is. And Brandon, like, sits back in the corner and is just like, yep. And then, I can cook, dude burn cereal. Like,
yeah. I've never heard
Jordan. And Jenny can attest to that because she has met both of us.
Yeah.
And unless Brandon is, like, super drunk off tequila or rum will make him fucking jabber like he's a goddamn teenager out of a frat house. He won't shut up. But other than that, he's pretty laid back and quiet.
Pretty quiet, yeah.
She gets even, when she does drink, she gets even more quiet. And I'm like, are you good, fam? Like, are you good? She's just like, yeah, never drinks. I'm just like, it's total yin and yang. So,
yeah,
that's awesome.
I don't know if she'd ever talk. I'd have to, like, hold up cue cards for her.
behind the screen.
Say this. Laugh. Yeah. But it's,
That's great, though.
I know. I'm sorry. I told you I was gonna, talk y'all's ear off. I was so excited.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Yeah. It's been so much fun having you on. Thank you for joining us. This has been a goal of ours for a while to have you on. We needed the right excuse, and this was a good one. I'm glad.
Look, I'm so easygoing. You could be like, look, we want somebody who's loud, ratchet, and a little, like, just kind of, you know, what are the other adjectives I was thinking of? Whatever. Not loud and ratchet. We're going to go with that. Completely forgot my train of thought. But no, when Jenny messaged me, I was like a freaking kid in a candy store. I was like, this is going to be so much fun. I've never been on a podcast, but I've always joked. I was like, I'm going on a podcast because I have a lot to say. And they're like, Alex, I bet you do. Like, this is tamed.
Yes. And
it was still fun.
I'm speaking this out into the universe. I think you need to go on Tales from the Crawl Space sometime too, because you're fun. So I'm hoping Jack and Brad listen to this and be like, got you, Pestrogen fam.
I don't think I've talked to Brad, but Jack and I have messaged quite a bit and I've sent him a lot of stories. And they're both like, I re-listen to y'all's podcast and that, just cycle through all of them all over again in the truck during the day. And I was listening to the first Donnie and Marie episode, and I swear to God, I almost peed myself laughing. Those two, when they were talking about the door-to-door sales, I was like, God, I was like, He was like, if you're any part of LDS, you might want to leave now and go knock on some doors. I was like,
yep. No, them two are great. Like, they can savage. They can lay it down savagely, yep. just off the top of their heads. They're just, both of them are so quick with it.
Yeah, they are. It's like 100% up my, and some of the stuff I'm like, oh yeah, I would absolutely say that. Yeah, they're super good. And I've told them too. I was like, look, when I'm having bad days, or like sometimes you get down, because sometimes, you know, shit happens in life, and then you got to go to work and put a smile on. If you crack on this or Tales from the Crawl Space, before y'all Tales from the Crawl Space, get a good episode on and start laughing, like that absolutely will change your day to relate to something, especially the door-to-door salespeople, because they have inundated Mobile County, and I've had it. And they will straight up have come to our door with two work vehicles. I've got my truck and Jordan's got an SUV. And I'm like,
you had to walk by them.
Is an airsoft gun considered assault? Like, it kind of goes through your head. Like, oh, your neighbor's next door, the blank. I'm like, no. I was like, we do their pest control. Oh, that's yeah. The same line every time. Your neighbor's the blank. And I'm like, they don't like y'all. I'm right. Like, I know my neighbors. Get the right. Hell off my porch before I come out here naked.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yes.
But, I don't know if I had anything to add. I'm sure I did, but like I said, I'm thinking, I don't know. Like I said, I was just over the moon. That y'all messaged me, and of course, like, even my mom was like, oh my God, I gotta listen to it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Like, okay, yeah. Mom. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. So, but I think that's yeah, my... good. Oh, go ahead, sorry, Candace. No, go to Candace. Sorry.
No, my mom surprised me. She actually quoted something that I had said to Jenny on one of the podcasts. She's like, oh yeah, when you told Jen, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Right. She's like, oh yeah, I listened to your podcast. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, news to me. She's like, oh yeah, you two are so great. You're so cute together. So I was explaining Jenny to my mom. I'm 5'7". I'm not super tall, but I'm not super short. I've always had this thing ever since probably middle school, where like one of my goodest, bestest of friends always has to be super short. I don't know why. It's just a thing. I've always had one. And so when I told my mom that Jenny was 4'9", she was like, of course she is. What? Because like my best friend now is actually taller than me. Yes, Jenny's only 4'9", if you did not know. That's why she calls herself a hobbit.
Yeah.
Because she's pocket sized, and I love her for it.
Midgets attract two kids.
I'm literally a foot taller. With my work boots on, I'm like 5'10", and I look like, you know, a Ravens D lineman. Like, it's fine. Like, I definitely got my dad's genetics. But I would probably look like the Trunchbull from Matilda standing next to me. That is effing wild, dude.
Seeing her next to Jack was probably the best thing in the world. Or even her next to James Schultz. Because James Schultz is bigger than Jack. But, oh my God, it was great. Like, when she first rolled up to the bar and she gave Jack a hug, she was, like, waist high to him. Because he's, like, 6-something. But it was great.
Yep, that's how my dad was. I think at his peak he was like 6'3". He's gotten older and shrunk a little bit, and my mom was always like 5'3", so I kind of got like that in the middle. My dad was a tall dude, and my wife's brother, he's like 6'5". He's tall. My whole family is really short except for my dad. I don't know what genetic trait he got, because he's actually not from Alabama. He's a Yankee. He can say what he wants. He is absolutely a Yankee. So I don't know what corn-fed heifer gene he got, but that son of a bitch was tall. And I mean, he was like 240 too. Like, my dad, like,
just all around big dude.
Yeah, like,
but not like big fat, but just like big muscular.
Yeah, like he's always done, you know, trade work. Like he owned a door and window business, so he does a lot of manual work. But he's always been a big guy. Like nobody was gonna mess with my, like when we were younger. Nobody was gonna mess with my mom or my sisters. Like somebody tried to snatch my mom's purse one time in a parking lot, and they caught the guy. My dad went up there, and I was like, my dad may take this dude out. And my dad, like, and the guy that tried to snatch her purse was like 5'5", and I was like, my dad, like, this fee fi fo fum, like, my dad's going to just fuck this guy, like done. Yeah. But
that's awesome.
I don't know what our time constraint is, because I'm sure I've got plenty of fun stories from doing pest control. Like I said, especially in Alabama,
right. Yep. So, Candace, next week we're doing do it yourself.
Pest control fails.
But yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Which, when we mentioned this in front of Alex, she was just like, oh yeah, I've also got stories on that. Yeah. So, I think a ton of people will have lots of stories.
It's probably going to be another, we have way too many stories for this, but here we go. We'll get out as many as possible.
Yes.
The first comment I've seen, the Irish Spring, the metric cocaine loads of diatomaceous earth. This, I use this here spectracide. I'm like, if I see spectracide one more time, I'm going to gouge my eyes out. you buy that shit from Home Depot. They're like, yep. I went in and sprayed the baseboards into the cabinets. I'm like, sweet baby Jesus. So that's going to be a good one. I already got lined up for y'all.
Yeah.
The Irish Spring keeps the deer out of my yard. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, there was one posted to the depot. We'll have to talk about it on the next episode, but the foam with the Irish Spring.
That was funny.
That was a first for me. We got the spray foam and the Irish Spring.
I was about to say, that's an ultimate fail right there.
Right? I finally found my first Irish Spring out in the wild.
But it was
white. It wasn't green.
Oh.
But it said Irish Spring on it. It wasn't like Ivy or Dove. It literally still said Irish Spring on it. And I'm going, how long has this been sitting here?
Right.
Did it bleach? Right. What? Do we have? And like, I even like Googled it to see if like, maybe it was like an unscented one or something. You know, for sensitive skin, something, you know, no dyes, no scents, right. Blah, blah, blah. I couldn't find one. So I have no idea why it was white. But I was like, okay. I think I even posted it in the depot. I'm like, I found one in the wild.
Yep.
I had a guy with a rusted container, a rusted gallon barrel when I worked at the first company. And he was like, don't tell anybody I got this in my garage. It was chlordane. And he had it in this big barrel in his garage. And I was like.
And it's like, rusted?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to hold it.
He was like, yeah, this is chlordane in here, so I'll have no issues with bugs. And I was like, yeah, you don't have issues with bugs, stray animals, not even people, probably. I probably should get the hell out of this garage. Like,
right.
And I told my boss, I was like, I don't know if he needs to pay his termite renewal, because I don't think he needs it, brother.
Yep.
Just spray some of that around, we'll be good. Forever.
Yeah. Right.
Good cup of it, but I've had fun tonight, and I didn't mind staying up because I got a shorter day tomorrow. So
there you go.
Jordan and the dogs have probably been happy without me. some peace and quiet.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a blast. We knew this was going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So,
hey, I had to reserve myself a little bit because I forgot there's a lot of people listening. Because the true Alex, smartass, is my second language. Probably speak that more fluent than English.
I'm down.
I was going to say, we're always down. And then I put in the ether that you need to be on Tales from Across Space. So let's see if that will, if the men of that show will.
If the crawl space gods trickle down to you.
Exactly. Yes. But thank you guys for listening to another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. What's the
be cute, be yeah. you, and go out and kick some ass.
Yeah, kick some ass.
Bye.